yet another fascinating week. I am amazed at what I'm learning through this annoying mouse book. Well, no, I mean, it's taking hours and hours and hours and hours in order to draw these simple pictures and organize them into a children's illustrated book. And most of it's done. I've gone through everything. I've processed the images, and I've found 14 spots that I need to still create yet more pictures for. It's a very annoying process. And then all yesterday I spent doing this one YouTube video that I really needed to get out there. I'm trying to focus more on YouTubing, and I'm trying to get this mouse book done, and I'm trying to clear my desk and move on. But it's a tough decision to make. Do I move on in trying to create YouTube videos that will more quickly increase my popularity, or do I focus on having finished good hard work as a base, so that before I get into the routine, continuing, cruising, easygoing stuff, I've already got other difficult finished work that I can still point back to? That's what the big question is. And it's very frustrating how much time that initial first difficult work takes, because it keeps delaying the regular cruising routine easy work that I want to get to. And so it's like this mouse book is my master's thesis, and it just keeps taking longer and longer and longer and longer, and I'm not going to give up, but there are times that I've got to stop and then go do something else. So I will be getting to it today, but I thought it was going to be out 2 weeks ago. I guess I just didn't know how ridiculously long it would take. The first mouse book that I made, it took 5.5 hours, 30 minutes to just write the story and 5 hours to create the pictures and organize them. And the book was ready and done to go. And now I'm doing 6 more books, and it's not taking 30 hours. It's taking 6 months. And I maybe the pictures are better. I don't know what the reason is, but it's just how it's going, and it keeps taking more and more time. But my solution is I'm not going to give up. I'm just not going to give up. So, this past week was, I'd say, somewhat docile. I'm going to get into tomorrow. I'm going to get into what's going on with the Taiwanese, what they think about the election, what my Taiwanese friends are asking me, because they can't believe that Americans, that anyone would choose Biden. I'm getting a lot of this. Now, I've got some friends that say that Trump is a moron, but those are people that actually hate news. They specifically don't watch the news, and they think that I'm bad for being involved in news. Of course, these are good friends, but they're all good friends. So it's never unanimous. I'm not going to be one of these guys that says all of my friends in Taiwan say that my political opinion is right. I'm not going to do that. But it is striking to me how vast Taiwanese public opinion is in favor of Trump, specifically because they know that Trump can say no to China. And, you know, if you want to know what I think about the election and what's happening, go over to the Times and listen to the Symphony podcasts that are part of the All podcast. So I'm looking at this and I'm evaluating as I'm getting close to being able to cruise as a YouTuber. My American YouTube channel just passed 900 this week. It flew past it. It was actually, yes, I watched the numbers, kind of. It was 878, and then it was down to 877, and it was going up by one or two a day, and then a couple days passed, and it was past 900. So I've never watched it jump up 15 within 2 days. I've never seen it do that. I was not expecting it to get there. Well, the American YouTube channel, Jesse Steele, I mean, it's YouTube.com/Jesse Steele, no spaces. That channel is getting its momentum because of my reading. I read the Book of Enoch, And apparently it's a very good reading. I apparently what everybody says, what I wanted to do, apparently I succeeded. I read the book and I did a good job. And people like it. So I'm probably going to get into more Bible stuff, and I'm probably going to get into more more reading if I can. And in some cases, I don't think I want it to be a reading channel. But I read The Point every week, and so I may read a couple other pieces. But I really think that there's a place for doing Bible lessons. You know what? I just made a decision just now talking with you. I mean, thank you, really. Yes. My pleasure. I was thinking about reaching out to the message, the custodians, if I can use a fun term, the custodians of the Message Bible Translation, and ask them if I could read the message on the YouTube channel and then follow that reading chapter by chapter with my own commentary and summary on the story. I'm thinking about that because at least for the book of Genesis, and maybe into Exodus, because I very much enjoy reading through Genesis. I love it. I very much love and enjoy it. Okay. As I'm processing all this, and I'm trying to push through finishing the Mouse book, and as I'm spending good time with my very new good friend I don't deserve, and I hope I never offend, Jayan, we're looking at what we can do with our YouTube channels, just a little bit. We're not talking too much. But we're asking ourselves what type of videos really make a channel great. And I'm thinking about what makes a YouTuber great. There's something about being, shall I say, forward-looking? I suppose you could say positive, but you've got to have something. You've got to have ideas. You've got to have problems, struggle, creativity, weirdness. You've got to be weird in order to be a YouTuber or make any type of TV show. Every TV show out there is weird. Have you ever thought about it? The things we watch are weird. Really think about it. It's, Fox News had news anchors that were weird instead of docile, and that was part of the attraction. I'm not going to say it's the only thing, but they're Rush Limbaugh is weird. And part of a being a some type of a celebrity I'm seeing and observing is you've got to be weird, comfortable with yourself being weird, but you've also got to be forward thinking and not stuck on the past. And as I get this look inside the life of the people that are rising and aspiring, and I'm looking at my own life, and I'm seeing more and more that as we focus on work, as we focus on not over-talking issues, and as we focus on what's ahead instead of always looking in the rearview mirror, that's when people gain more status as influencers, if you could say, a professional famous person, to be a professional celebrity. What do you do? I'm a celebrity. Well, what's that mean? I'm an influencer. Okay. And I don't want to go get into the whole influencer game because in a lot of ways, these influencers, they might not necessarily be good at what they do or a benefit, but all of them are forward thinking and weird. Oh, here comes the Jets. So that's the biggest thing. As I'm writing this Mouse book, I'm asking in myself, what can I do to be someone? It's not just about having a YouTube channel or about having a good brand or something. I need to be forward thinking. And that's what Steve Jobs was all about. He went back to Apple and sold the museum. And so that's what a lot of the discussions with friends have been about. And that's where my mind time is getting focused. How can I not just look at the future, but be a person who looks at the future? Speaking of which, see you tomorrow.